Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Wednesday here on the show. As a result, we've got SmackDown last night to talk about. I have not watched the entire SmackDown show. I made it all the way to the Rhino match. I'll watch the rest of it when this show ends, but I saw most of the show. We can talk about that here today. As well as the Ring of Honor show that is taking place on Comet tonight. Already seen that show. Lots of fun. If you want to talk about that, there's a bunch of stuff on TV tonight, as always. NXT, Cruiserweight Classic. We'll review those on the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. And a whole bunch of news on everything in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, including everything from the Raw ratings to George St. Pierre announcing today that he has begun the USADA drug testing process, which means this guy wants to come back. And he is negotiating with the UFC. We'll tell you what he said, who he is interested in fighting, and more. We have also got news on the CMLL anniversary show, which is coming up in early September, September 2nd to be exact. We finally have a card. They announced the show a couple of weeks ago. We now have a main event of that show. We'll be talking about a big star heading to Ring of Honor. We've got some NXT and SmackDown news as well. Conor McGregor's coach talking about the upcoming fight, the rematch with Nate Diaz, and why, for some reason, he thinks they can win this time. And we've also got a USADA drug test failure for UFC, where the guy got off the hook because they believe he legitimately ate tainted meat. So I guess from here on out, everybody that fails the USADA test is going to use the tainted meat excuse. We'll talk about that on the program today. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us. Your phone calls, emails, text messages, and so much more. Kicking it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Psst. Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And this right here from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. In an interview with Ram Gilboa, apparently is his real name, former welterweight champion George St. Pierre said that he is negotiating with the UFC about a possible return to the octagon and will soon begin the USADA drug testing process that is required ahead of a potential fight. St. Pierre is one of the biggest stars in UFC history but has not competed in mixed martial arts since scoring a controversial victory over Johnny Hendricks at UFC 167 in December of 2013. It has been speculated that GSP would face newly crowned welterweight champion Tyrone Woodley upon his return if it were to happen. St. Pierre said, "My agent is negotiating with the UFC. They had an offer. We made a counteroffer. You know, that's how business goes. And then we heard a day after that UFC sold for $4 billion. So we waited for a few days to see what was going on because even some of their employees were afraid of losing their jobs. Even some of the most high-ranking people in the UFC were afraid. We wanted to let the management take care of their own company first and then see what happens. Now we're talking again. I'm starting the USADA process to be tested. I'm starting August 10th in Vegas because to be eligible to fight, you need to be tested." This man wants to fight. He's going about the process the way he is supposed to. It is very interesting that he mentions they made an offer and then we made a counteroffer, which probably explains why Dana White has always said, no matter what GSP says, Dana has always said this guy's never going to fight again. My presumption is that Dana feels he's not going to fight for what they're going to offer him. And I guess we'll see if they do. We'll see what happens.
It's amazing the amount of money they would throw around to somebody else, but somebody who's a guarantee. Is Dana still that upset over George not telling him that he was going to retire and that George was upset?
Who are they throwing money at?
Well, obviously not. I don't know, but they're not throwing it at George, who, if I needed to sell pay-per-views and needed stars, and he even was on the teeter-totter, there was even the slightest possibility of him coming back as a promoter. Isn't a dereliction of duty if you don't do everything you possibly can? And I know Dana sometimes can talk, and he does things and tries to work them in a different way by rambling about things, but I don't know how great their relationship is. I really don't. Obviously, it's good enough where George is willing to come back. And finally, when you start going through the process and doing things, it's easy to talk, but it's also easy to go back and look at and see what a person is doing or what an agent is doing or what representation is doing to see, does that person really want either this fight or whatever it is? And now, with him going through the process and the ball beginning to roll, we'll be able to keep a closer, easier eye on this because now we're starting to get serious. Before, it was just a bunch of words back and forth between the UFC and GSP. Now we know that there have been deals out there offered, which, you know, people had known before, but I don't think publicly people really realized that or really were in tune to knowing that. And also, you know, a lot of people, you know, forget about the processes that you have to go through, including getting up with USADA, which George has done, and unlike anybody else who may have been on a comeback to the UFC, I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about George's USADA tests, although if it does happen, we'll probably have the biggest one of the biggest stories in MMA history.
But listen,
I just wouldn't bank on it.
Listen, so George last fought in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So when you talk about, well, they're not throwing money at the guy, and they should they?
Yeah, sure. Look, he's
if George comes to you and he says, listen, I want the kind of money that you paid me to draw 1 million buys on pay-per-view or 800,000 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The way that pay-per-views are going nowadays, you think he's going to draw 1 million buys for his return? What if he draws 500?
Well, yeah, there's a level of look. There's a level of negotiation, obviously, to this. But Brian, I mean, think about how many like actual UFC, 100% UFC guys. Not talking about the Brock Lesnar's of the world, but like how many guys can actually get $1 million from endorsements from a company? There's very few. George St. Pierre is one of the mixed martial artists of the world that has got the best shot in that. And sometimes you do have to take a flyer on things, and that's what you do in promotion. Where, I mean, of anybody, forget about whether he can get you 1 million buys. Can he get you double what a Demetrius Johnson could do? Easily. Can he get you double
400?
Well, but
my point is, if he wants 1 million buy money, but they really only think he'd draw 500, then of course they're going to have a negotiation, and they shouldn't throw more money at him than they think he's worth.
I guess so, but why would you bring him back at all if you're, I mean, I
think
just,
that's
I
Dana's
cannot...
point. Why are we bringing him back at all?
From a promotional aspect, what else do you have that could even, that you have sniffs of getting you 100? George St. Pierre just being there at least gives you the aroma in the room of somebody who can get you 1 million buys. I mean, if you're offering him $500,000 money, maybe you should look at yourself and your promotion more and how many shows you're running, which obviously is an issue too, before I would not give a proven commodity, the benefit of the doubt. And I wouldn't give him the world. It's not like he gets, you know, all of the keys of the castle or anything like that. But I mean, come on, look at the exceptions made for Brock Lesnar, and I understand what that is, and I'm not saying GSP's on that level of scale, but I certainly put him higher than 90% of the rest of that roster.
Listen, I think they should pay to get George St. Pierre back. All I'm saying is, with the exception of Ronda Rousey, all of these guys, even John Jones with a weak opponent, didn't draw a huge $1 million or a million buy show. And all I'm saying is, in Dana's mind, I'm sure he's thinking, dude, it was 3 years ago the last time this guy fought. Our B-level shows are significantly lower now than they were then. And I'm not sure this guy's an A-level show on the first comeback fight. Especially, it's Tyrone
For real,
Woodley.
Dude?
Tyrone Woodley.
For real? Isn't Tyrone Woodley the champion?
Mike, do you really think that Tyrone Woodley is a draw just
Brian,
because he's the champion?
Stop. Think about what you're saying, though. With all of the power that UFC has promotional-wise, with everything, if they decided to pour it into it, you're telling me that Tyrone Woodley and GSP would be at risk of being a B-level show?
Listen, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I'm sure that's why Dana thinks the guy's not coming back, because he thinks that a GSP versus Tyrone Woodley fight would be a B-level show. And you know what? He may be right. I actually think GSP's first fight back would be big, but it is Tyrone Woodley.
I guess, you know, he did. I just think he can do, what did he do, 600 with Hendricks? He could probably do, I'm sure, the same amount with Tyrone Woodley. I would be shocked. I really would.
You're probably right. But if he wants million buy money for a 600,000 buy fight with Tyrone Woodley, that's probably why they're saying this guy may never be back. That's my whole point.
I just, and my whole point is, I would not take Dana White as using him as the example of, you know, any lucidity in negotiations or talking about them publicly.
Dana White's got a very good track record, Mike. I know he's an abrasive man. I know a lot of people hate Dana White, but he's done a very good job with the UFC.
Your track record is going to show that you will be wrong again when you come to
this. What are you talking about? He's been here for well over a decade.
History dictates that you called GSP's return a B-level fight.
I didn't call it that.
That's what, from this point on, that's what history is going to show.
Dude, history is going to show that you have, write this your in the ears board. Are clogged.
Nobody will believe this.
What else do we have here? Raw killed.
Horse meat. George isn't going to eat it.
Dude, I'll tell you all about meat, dude. Ning Guang Yu of China tested positive for a clenbuterol out of competition sample taken May 19th by USADA. However, USADA found that the ingested substance was done without fault or negligence, according to MMA Fighting. It says, countries like Mexico and China have a high risk for meats contaminated with the substance. WADA issued a warning about the issue in 2011. They announced, consistent with numerous prior reported cases globally, the issue of illicit administration of clenbuterol to animals destined for food production can result in, under specific conditions, a positive sample from an athlete. So this guy has been cleared because he ate contaminated meat.
Asthmatic cows.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call today, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. Paul here says, Dana saying he won't be back isn't the money. It's Dana thinking GSP can't. He even said it. What does that mean, he can't? He can't fight? Of course he can fight. He's been training nonstop for 3 years. He's never stopped training.
No, Dana can't shut up. There's a can't for you.
I figured out your argument. It's because it's hashtag National Lazy Day.
Well, my argument?
That's right.
Oh, come on, man.
Quit trying to put words in my mouth.
Somebody needs to put words in your mouth because you need better words, because you think you have all the great words and you have all the best words. And, Brian, you do not have all the best words.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Let me read this text message.
But he's running for, never mind.
SmackDown was so much better this week, this person said. I really enjoyed the show. The whole Eva Becky Bliss thing was great. Rhino and Slater's backstage segment was really fun. Funny, he says. Serious question, do you think they're going to 50-50 the shows, as in 1 week Raw will be better and 1 week SmackDown will be? Of course not. The idea is not to make one show worse. It's just that Raw is 3 hours with a depleted roster. It's going to be worse 9 times out of 10.
Even if it had a great roster, it's still 3 hours long. And like last week's show, and SmackDown was just flat out a much better show last week than Raw was. But the week before, Raw was great because it was hitting on all cylinders. And all of that filler seemed to work. Now, unfortunately for WWE, sometimes you're going to have Becky and, well, you don't need to have this, but sometimes you're going to have Charlotte and Sasha out there talking for 20 minutes instead of having Chris Jericho come out and insert himself and Enzo come out. You're not going to have that every week. And even if you did have it every week, even that would get tiring and boring after a while, too, no matter how great the wordplay is. So basically, it's whose filler is going to be better? There's enough great athletes. It's like Sheamus and Cesaro, even though I'm with
you,
Brian.
Let me stop you for a sec. Did you say we're not going to get 20-minute segments where people come out repeatedly every week?
We are. It's just we're not going to get them saved sometimes by people like Chris Jericho and Enzo. Sometimes Dana Brooke will come out and make it worse, and then you think, can this get any worse? And then somebody else will come out. That's what's probably going to happen more than anything because of the 3 hours. And that's just the way it's going to be. And because of that, SmackDown's going to make out sometimes because they don't have as much time to fill. It's just flat out that simple. I'm with you with like Cesaro and Sheamus. I thought they had wrestled a zillion times, but it's you can at least throw a lot of guys out there for 20 minutes, even in a match that doesn't exactly mean anything, and they can fill up time that way, and the match is going to be pretty good. There's enough talent on top of both shows where that can happen. It's just all of the other stuff that can make it so incredibly painful to watch because it can just drag and drag and drag.
Hey, you know, I thought that the Rhino Heath Slater segment was awesome last night. The interview deal that they did backstage where Heath wanted Rhino to do a job for him. And Rhino said, dude, I got constituents now.
That's great. Awesome. So great.
Now, what was not, listen, it wasn't bad, but I cannot possibly care less about Eva Marie, Becky, and Alexa Bliss. Like, so last week, Eva Marie comes out, and then she pretends like she got hurt. She goes to the back. Then this week, Eva Marie comes out, her top goes off, so she has to go to the back. And every week, she's like, I vow that I will debut next week. And all I can think is, number one, are they doing this because they're afraid that she will be getting cheered? Because I can tell you, she ain't going to get cheered. So if that's why we're dragging this thing out. And second, sometimes they drag something out, and you got to tune in next week, and it's like, okay, cool, I can't wait till next week. I don't want to see Eva Marie wrestle. I've seen her wrestle. She's no good. So what's the point?
I'm going to have hope. I have hope that this ends with finally she gets in there and finally she does a little bit of wrestling. And that ends with, I don't want to say Becky getting violently assaulted or anything, but it is pro wrestling. So, yes, I would hope that would be the case. And then we don't really ever see Eva Marie wrestle. She is the mouthpiece, sort of. She's just the whatever it would be, the side of traction to get the heat on whoever's going to be beating up the rest of the women.
And by the way, you may as well, Mike, Captain Hope, say that GSP's return is going to be a B-show, if you actually are that hopeful about this Eva Marie thing. Because that's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Well, I mean, look, what she is just going to end up as a Maurice to somebody, whether it be man or a woman, to the actual competitor themselves.
I'm pretty sure she's going to wrestle. I'm pretty sure she's going to be their top female superstar.
See, that, and it's amazing because she could be that. They could, in fact, they could build her up easier that way as like the next Nikki or whatever they would want her to be. Far easier with her not in the ring, but I know they're dead set on this because, you know, their women are athletes and they're all superstars. I guess we'll have to see.
Has anyone realized that this whole Eva Marie thing, listen, I don't want to be negative about SmackDown because I've liked the show so far, but the negative stuff I'm going to harp on here. This whole Eva, Becky, Alexa Bliss thing from start to finish was the Divas division. It wasn't the women's division. It's back to the Divas division again.
I know. I don't know why.
There's a girl with giant boobs who teases getting in the ring and her top falling off. And then there's a very, very short nothing match. And then there's a total gimmick finish. I mean, we're back to the Divas division. You may as well bring back the butterfly.
I don't know why it's just not the total Divas division show or something where all the women, like, I don't want to see wrestle like Alicia Fox and Eva Marie and Carmella and all. They can all be on that show and they can all be just basically there to fill up time and intertwine stories on Total Divas. I would rather see that with no belt and bad stories that I could just flick from or fast forward through than these women competing for the SmackDown Women's Championship, which apparently is still on the way.
Now, here's another thing I got to talk about. I don't want to harp on this as a negative, but it did infuriate me. So last week, American Alpha debuts, and they're in the ring with the Vaudevillains. And they kind of just have a match. Vaudevillains get the heat for a while. And then American Alpha wins. And I thought, why? What? Why didn't they debut in a squash match? Just go out there and just kill two geeks. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The roster's depleted enough as it is. So I tune in this week, and guess what we see? American Alpha comes out against two jobbers, and the whole tag team division, which isn't much of a division, comes out and surrounds the ring, and they all watch because they're scouting this team that is allegedly the best team in the world.
Were the Vaudevillains out there?
Yeah!
Why?
Dude,
they already know?
All I know is I watched it, and I thought, am I in a time warp? Like, why didn't they do this last week?
Because they're stupid.
This was the first week angle, but for some reason they did it in the second week. In the first week, they beat the Vaudevillains, who are now out there as potential challengers for these guys. And even Marinala was like, well, here come the Vaudevillains, who were bested last week by American Alpha. I was like, you're right. Maybe, you know, maybe that was one time we shouldn't have mentioned that, since it just makes this whole thing look preposterous. But hey, I like the Randy Orton Alberto Del Rio match. It was a very professional wrestling match. The
professionals out there.
Segment was amazing. I can't even tell you how much I loved the Rhino Heath Slater segment backstage. I thought it was so great.
I got a question for you though. I mean, just seeing him in the suit with the hair. I mean, because he's still got. It's not like he blow dries that and it turns into a different coif. It's still, even when he's out there politicking and whatnot, serving the people, he's still got that hair. And you see the signs. Terry Guido Garvin, I believe his name is, or Garin, correct? Terry Guido Garin. He looks like a better Terry Guido Garin now, representative of the people, than he does a Rhino.
I hope they go all the way with this.
Maybe we can keep Bob Backlund.
He should be the new GM because he's an authoritarian right now. An authoritative figure.
Yeah, but then he can't put hands on people. We still need to see a Rhino spear.
Of course he can.
Well, that's true.
It's WWE.
Stephanie smacks people around all the time. She owns a company.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sam from Chicago.
Yes, Sam.
Yeah, really quick, I just want to put over the show that you and Lance did yesterday. I really enjoyed it, and you don't get analysis like that anywhere else on the internet about wrestling, so it's pretty much worth my subscription just to get that twice a month.
Thank you.
Secondly, I was on Observer Radio. You and Dave were talking about the booking of matches in WWE, and I was wondering what goes into like the booking of your average Monday Night Raw match. Is it different for guys, like depending on their experience or their tenure, or as opposed to how much of it is scripted or what?
I'm sure if you're a young guy, they're all over your match. And if you're Chris Jericho, they're not all over your match. I doubt the agents were sitting there for hours poring over what Randy Orton and Alberto Del Rio were going to do. But if you're... Dude, I'll bet you anything. I'm fairly certain that Braun Strowman squash matches are scripted start to finish. So it all depends on your experience level and where you are on the card.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks so much. Bronny the Strowman.
Hmm.
By the way,
yep.
I'll talk about this with Filthy. I don't want to ruin the Filthy show by talking all about SmackDown here today, but did have a revelation about Randy Orton. So we'll talk about that later. But when we come back, more news, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Person here says, Brian, tell me you watched the Lucha Underground Season 3 trailer and we'll discuss it. Well, I did watch it, and it was very well produced. I don't want to say anything negative about it. I don't have anything negative to say. I don't have anything negative or positive to say. It was just a 2-minute bunch of clips, and that was it. I don't know. The season two trailer blew me away. I thought, my God, I cannot wait for season two. Maybe it was because of the sophomore slump that was season two. I don't know. But I don't know. Season three trailer didn't blow me away. The season's coming up in like a month. And I think the thing that struck me the most was it seemed like it was just, and I mean, they taped it in advance. The whole thing is already taped. They taped season two and three together. So it's not like between season one and season two, where after season one, we even really know if there was going to be a season two. And they had the opportunity to bring in some new people and do some changes. It seemed like it was all the same people, which I guess it will be. And the best thing about the season one trailer was we finally got our first glimpse at Matanza. And we didn't get anything like that really in this new trailer. I don't have anything negative to say about it. It was a trailer. I don't know. Not blown away.
Didn't suck you in like the first one. I can see that too. I don't think it's necessarily going to matter.
It was neat.
Yeah, and they can always cut more. I mean, that's the one thing too is that, you know, that since everything is already in the canon, they already know whatever direction that they're going into. Who knows, as the season gets closer, maybe they do crank a couple new promos out or something like that. But 40 episodes. I mean, there's the one thing you can say is I don't know where it goes after this season. I guess we'll have to determine that. But, you know, 40 episodes, there was some fatigue, I think, by a lot of people on this season. I think that the debate around the show, at least, when it comes to me, that was one of the things that gave me a little bit of fatigue about this season, with people going back and forth on the man-on-woman thing and everything else about the show. But it's still so incredibly special to watch, you know, a show that's being shot on film, that's doing some of the things that they do, even though I don't like all of it. In a lot of ways, it's a lot like ECW in that regard with me. I didn't like a lot of the things ECW did, and I was not as invested of a viewer as a lot of other people were at that time. And I think it's the same way with Lucha Underground. But some of the things, you know, that we can take from it going forward, whether this is going to be the last season or not, I think is very, very valuable with how we look at professional wrestling and how it's aired on TV.
Dude, I don't think this is shot on film, and it better not be.
Well, I mean, just the times where, you know, the first season where some of the stuff was and some of the skits and some of the things that they did, again, it could be a little bit goofy. Remember, like, Vampiro and Stryker starting last season where, you know, they're in the middle of the desert, he pulls the sheet off the car, but it's like that sort of wacky pulp, you know, aspects to the show. You don't think about those. You shouldn't think about those in the traditional pro wrestling sense. You think about those more in what they were trying to accomplish with the show, which was part comic book, part pro wrestling, part lots of things brought in for this mixed mash of machismo.
This person here says, on this day in 1974, Jack Briscoe faced Moondog Maine in an NWA title match at the Cow Palace.
Oh, wow.
In this match, Moondog climbed to the top rope, yet legitimately fell down to the arena floor head first. Briscoe himself stated he thought, quote, Lonnie might have died. And Moondog pulled himself back into the ring to finish the match. This preceded the Mankind Hell in a Cell incident by 20 years. There's your This Day in History.
Lonnie Mayne was he was every bit a pro wrestling character, was he not? Well.
This person says, wanted to mention ROH TV airs Mondays on Fight TV, Fight.TV for free. Watch the latest episode before Raw Monday, which made watching Raw difficult, but my 8-year-old son is hooked on everything WWE. This person says, who was better, Virgil or Vincent? Definitely Virgil.
Yes.
Definitely Virgil. This person says, speaking of Braun Strowman, he was on Austin's podcast yesterday. Really interesting look at his journey from strongman competitions through the WWE hiring process. Austin's.
Oh, my God.
I've got to listen to this.
I can't wait to hear the advice Austin gives him. Did you see the picture of Braun in the chair? That circulated with Braun in the chair at makeup with the girl working on his hair where he's got a smock around him?
Yeah. Hey, listen. He's out of the cult, dude. Now he's just a big fella. He needs to have his makeup done.
He does. Maybe because he's got the kind of freedom that Eric Rowan doesn't. Maybe he's going to go work in the vineyards for him. Do a little marketing, play a little guitar.
I was watching SmackDown today, And my wife is not a wrestling fan, but of course she lives here, and so she ends up watching wrestling. Doesn't really care one bit. But she's, every single one of you listening to this has a friend or a family member or both who is a very, very casual fan. And they know everything that's wrong with WWE, but seemingly the company has no clue. And her watching it, and Bray Wyatt is in the ring, cutting what is supposed to be a very, very serious promo. And she goes, I just cannot take this guy seriously with the sheep behind him. And I was like, well, that's his gimmick. And she goes, he's wearing a plastic sheep mask. What a geek. I was like, well, you know, the vintner, he's a winemaker. Anyway. Person here says, I have to agree with you on Figure Four Daily. Okada watches the ref count every time, and it really takes me out of his matches. I do wish he would stop that.
I know. Well, he, and you know what? He's not the only one.
He's not the only one. He's just the latest I've seen.
Well, yeah, and he's one of the, obviously, because of who he is, he's one of the bigger names to do it. And I, you know, it would stick out to me when, like, Flair would do it with Tommy Young occasionally. It would stick out because you never saw it at the time we were growing up, because I don't know if it was taught that way, whatever it was, I'm sure it was, of just like, no, you listen for the sound and you feel it and you get your shoulder up. Don't do that because you're giving it away. And it seems to be now, though, and maybe I'm wrong, or I've become too desensitized to it, it seems like everybody does it. And I know we all kind of, for the most part, know when the pin's coming and when the kickout's going to happen at this point with how a lot of matches go if you watch enough of them. But, man, I wish, yeah, somebody, this would be somehow slidden back out again, because it is a small thing, but it, when the match is great, you know, it is those small things that tend to stick out. You don't mean to necessarily pick at them, but they do stick out.
Listen, some wrestlers listening to this right now going, these two idiots, keyboard warriors in their basement. I had over 1,000 matches. And in 1,000 matches, and let me tell you something, Okada's better than I was by leaps and bounds. Flair, all these guys, not once in my whole life did I ever get pinned on accident because I wasn't looking at the referee. I laid there, and I listened, and after two, I kicked out. It wasn't hard. What do we have to look at the referee for?
I've sat under 1,000 learning trees and listened to older guys be a lot angrier about somebody that would be looking at the ref on account than I just was right there, so... Yeah, take that.
Person says the only way to get Eva Marie to wrestle Becky is to book them in a cage match at SummerSlam. Well, there's a problem with that. They stopped the match because of a wardrobe malfunction. And so even in a cage, if her top fell off, they'd be forced to not allow the match to take place. Besides, come on, Eva Marie and Becky in a cage match?
I think we have a lot more injuries or wackiness to go.
Oh, man. Look this up. TMZ reporting some serious heat between Rock and Vin Diesel.
Oh,
check his
God, yes.
Instagram.
Yes, the Rock, I guess, called out his Fast and the Furious male counterparts.
Find out. I want to get the scoops. This is a news show here. In the meanwhile, I got some news for everybody. The CMLL anniversary show, 83rd anniversario show, the longest running promotion in the history of wrestling, taking place Friday, September 2nd. The main event: Dragon Lee versus La Máscara in a mask versus mask match. Dragon Lee, the youngest individual ever to fight in a stip match on a Arena Mexico anniversary show. That is the main event. And we've also got Atlantis this year in a six-man. Cavernario, the Caveman, Felino, and Negro Casas against Atlantis, Caristico, and Máscara Dorada, provided Caristico cannot get hurt until then. And Super Crazy and Rey Buchanan will be having a hair match as well on the show.
Well, okay, that I could say. This doesn't feel like an anniversary show compared to the last couple.
No!
Not even close.
Dragon Lee and La Máscara is a step down from Atlantis putting his mask on the line.
And neither one of those guys need to be in a stipulation match at this point. I mean, again, this is the Atlantis show to me. You know, and you keep riding that with a different story, or, you know, you have him involved somehow in a four, whatever it would be. It just seems silly to me. Not as silly as this Rock beefing with the Vin Diesel and the rest of these goofs on the Fast and the Furious, but let me read this here to you.
Yes, please.
The Rock posted an angry message on Instagram at his unprofessional candy asses cohorts on the set of the movie. It says, quote, "This is my final week of shooting Fast and the Furious 8, and no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one. An incredible, hardworking crew. Universal has been great partners as well. My female co-stars are always amazing, and I love them. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken-ass to do anything about it anyway. Candy asses. When you watch this movie next April, and it seems like I'm not acting in some of these scenes, and my blood is legit boiling, you're right."
Wow.
Yeah. So, man. I don't know if this... Apparently, though, this has nothing to do with Tyrese or Ludacris, which leaves Vin Diesel, Clint Eastwood's son, and some other goof.
Well, I guess we got to watch the movie to find out. What a promotional effort.
Who's the other goof? Let me see here.
By the way, the Ring of Honor promotion will be running the UK in November, the Reach for the Sky tour, and that will be the official ROH debut of Will Ospreay. He's going to be debuting for Ring of Honor on those shows. He is under contract with New Japan. Their relationship with Ring of Honor would seem to make them a natural fit for his U.S. home. He has been offered a contract by Evolve, by Paul Heyman, on behalf of Gabe Sapolsky. So I guess we'll see where that goes.
Oh, God, they had a secret meeting to squash the beef now.
Oh, man. Geeks.
Everybody's a geek, except for Charlize Theron, who barely is in the movie. She's no geek.
WWE is on a tour of New Zealand, and should mention that the main event is Roman Reigns against Seth Rollins, which Roman Reigns wins with the spear. So nothing is changing, as noted. 2K announced that a number of superstars are official for the WWE 2K17 roster, including Alicia Fox, Andre the Giant, Baron Corbin, Big E, Billy Gunn, Braun Strowman, Bret Hart, British Bulldog, Cesaro, Charlotte, Daniel Bryan, Edge, Finn Balor, Hideo Itami, Jake Roberts, Kalisto, Randy Orton, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Sin Cara, The Rock, not Vin Diesel, Triple H, and Tyson Kidd. So there you go.
Did you see in the commercials where the Brock Lesnar and Undertaker, the Suplex City for the game, did you see in one of the shots there's a broken down Larry Land? Which just made me hope that they've incorporated the 1991 AWA Team Championship Series storyline into this version of the WWE game.
No.
Complete with green screen and everything.
Wow. Very quickly, this person says, New Japan refs count pins slow and inconsistently. Maybe that's why the guys watch them count. I'll tell you what's not inconsistent. Three comes after two. Right?
I think so.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certify Tax Tax Representation now. Certify Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I gotta talk more about these Japanese refs. People think I don't watch Japanese pro wrestling, but man, let me tell you. You know what I always notice about the Japanese refs, which I actually thought was so great, and they don't do it here in this country?
Red shoes?
The refs don't actually count at the same cadence.
Oh.
What they do is they go, especially near the end of the match, they'll go one, two, three. If you'll note, that last one was a tiny infinitesimal bit longer than the one and the two. Mm-hmm. So the fans, in their brains, your brain is also counting along. Your brain counts one, two, and you expect three to come at a certain time. And if the ref is good and can hold it up an instant longer, you buy that the match is over. He doesn't hold it up so long that you feel that, like, he screwed the guy. It's a tiny little thing. But the point is, it's never shorter. He never goes, one, two, three. Never. Not in a million years will you ever see that. It is always a perfect cadence, or the last count is held up ever so slightly. So the point is, there is still no reason that you got to look at that guy. No reason. The refs are great. Red Shoes is the man.
Yes.
He's the man. He's my favorite referee.
Red Shoes Uno and Tiger Hattori. You know what? I would not place any blame with them when it comes to slapping mats. They've been doing it for a long time, doing it the best.
Got to get out of here, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners, everybody at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.